This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. A coordinated Taliban assault on a military base and police training center in eastern Afghanistan on Monday morning has killed more than 100 people. At least two officials are confirming the attack in the central Maidan Wardak province on Monday. This man is a local resident who said he felt a big explosion around 6 in the morning, adding, "I thought there was an earthquake. It was very strong." A suicide bomber drove his car into a checkpoint in northeastern Syria on Monday, injuring several soldiers of Kurdish-led forces during a joint convoy with U.S. allies, that according to locals. A U.S. military spokesperson said there were no casualties among the U.S.-led coalition members. President Donald Trump calls it a common-sense compromise, but Democrats are labeling his proposal to end the government shutdown a non-starter. This as the partial shutdown reaches its 31st day. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Republican Senator James Lankford, who sits on the Homeland Security Committee, thinks the Senate should open debate on the proposal.
The president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. But the core elements are there that we all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border?
To the Democrat side and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
It's outrageous. And he's just playing politics. And this is a bad deal. It does not do the things that would move this country forward in a productive way.
Both Gillibrand and Lankford were on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
British Prime Minister Theresa May said Monday she would try to break the deadlock over her Brexit deal by seeking further concessions from the EU on a backup plan to avoid a hard border in Ireland. This is VOA News. The world economy will be more sluggish this year. The International Monetary Fund warned Monday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
The bottom line is that after 2 years of solid expansion, the world economy is growing more slowly than expected, and risks are rising.
Lagarde, citing trade disputes that have seen China slow to its weakest pace in 30 years, as well as the impact of rising U.S. interest rates. The IMF cut its forecast for global growth this year to 3.5% from the 3.7% it had predicted in October. We are now hearing from a volunteer first responder to the terrorist attack at a luxury Nairobi, Kenya hotel last week. Serge Medik was on his way home when he saw the injured being carried away from the Dusit D2 hotel compound. Medik said he and others followed a trail of destruction, even spotting an unexploded grenade.
We came across the shop window of a bank, and I&M Bank. And the windows were riddled with bullets. So somewhere in my mind, I hoped that it was just a bank robbery gone wrong. Because bank robbers, after all, are more reasonable people than terrorists.
21 people were killed during the 20-hour siege. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. The United States called on Russia on Monday to destroy a new cruise missile system, which it said was a direct and continuing violation of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. The U.S. also accused Moscow of destabilizing global security. U.S. Disarmament Ambassador Robert Wood said the system was capable of carrying both conventional and nuclear warheads and represented a potent and direct threat to Europe and Asia, as it had a range of 500 to 1,500 kilometers. Zimbabwe's High Court ruled Monday that the security minister had no authority to order mobile operators to shut down internet access to customers during protests last week, and that the firm should immediately restore unrestricted access. The judge made the ruling as legal challenges began to a brutal clampdown on dissent by the government. The number of people killed in a gasoline pipeline explosion in central Mexico rose to 89 on Monday. That's according to Mexico's health minister in a morning news conference. The ministers also said 51 people were injured. Friday's pipeline blast happened after hundreds of people had rushed to collect fuel from a leaking pipe. And we have more international stories for you on VOAnews.com. For now, I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.